Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
It'll be an all-New England final in the Men's College Hockey National Championship game. Boston University and Providence College both won in the Frozen Four semifinals at the Garden last night to advance to the title game at the Garden tomorrow. BU defeated the University of North Dakota 5-3. Providence beat the University of Nebraska-Omaha 4-1. Doug Tribou of WBUR's Only a Game was at the Garden for both games and joins us now to talk about it. Good morning, Doug, and thanks.
Sure thing, Bob.
Let's start with a game between BU and North Dakota. Boston University got a 3-goal lead, and it looked like it might be a blowout, which then turned into a squeaker. What happened?
Well, BU goalie Matt O'Connor was handling a puck behind the net. BU was on a power play. He was all by himself. Then all of a sudden, he mishandled the puck, lost it, and a North Dakota player snuck up on him and stuffed it home. Then the Terriers got a penalty, and North Dakota scored on the power play. BU coach David Quinn says it was really a strange night.
A funny game in a lot of ways. You know, you're up 4-1, 7 minutes to go, 8 minutes to go, and you think everything's in good shape, and you know, your goalie lets in a goal that he hasn't let in all year. We got a too many men on the ice penalty that we haven't gotten all year, and all of a sudden it's 4-3, and we're hanging on for dear life.
And in the end, Bob, BU got an empty net goal, but it was a key empty net goal to give him a 5-3 lead. It was really touch and go late in the game.
David Quinn, the BU coach, took over from BU's longtime coach, Jack Parker, after Parker retired in 2013. Quinn, of course, a former BU player and associate coach who left the program and then returned. What's been the key to his success so far and so early in his tenure?
Well, it's really remarkable how fast it's happened. In his first year, last year, they won just 10 games. Then this year, they won 27. He's been very good at recruiting young talent and obviously has a gift for managing young players. This is one of the youngest teams in college hockey, and to be in the final game in his second year is really remarkable.
Well, one of those young players is BU freshman star Jack Eichel, who had 2 goals last night. How critical has he been for BU the whole season?
I would say he's been absolutely critical to the team. Providence coach Nate Lehman called Eichel the best player in college hockey, and he's not alone. Eichel grew up in North Chelmsford here in Massachusetts. He had 24 goals before last night in just 39 games, and he had 2 more last night, the first one and that empty netter that sealed the victory. He's incredibly talented and really fun to watch.
All right, let's talk about the first game in the semifinals at the Garden last night. Providence College delivered a dominant performance, beating the University of Nebraska-Omaha 4-1. Friars have been waiting for this moment for a long time.
Yes, that's right. This is the first trip for the Friars to the Frozen Four since 1985. They went to the final game that year and lost. They have never won a national title. BU has won 5 national titles. So this is really a special moment for Providence. And Friars goalie John Gillies says you can feel it on campus.
I think it's pretty special for everyone in our community. The support's been unbelievable from our fans and all the way through. Can't thank them enough. We truly believe that once you get in, that's the hard part, and any team can take it. So we're very happy to be here.
And Bob, this really is a case of the haves and have-nots. That first game last night, neither team had a title. The second game between BU and North Dakota, those two teams have combined for 12 national titles.
All right, so let's talk about the championship game set for Saturday night at the Garden. It's almost like a home game for both teams because both are from New England. Who has the edge? Who do you think skates away with the national championship, BU or PC?
Well, it's interesting. It's just the third time in history that you've had 2 Hockey East teams, the same conference, playing in this final game. And they split their games this season. They had two matchups. Providence won one, BU won the other. I give the edge to BU, but Providence looked very, very sharp in the first game. I think we're going to see a good one on Saturday night.
All right, should be a pretty exciting game, especially for students and alum of both of the schools. Doug Tribou, who covers sports for Only a Game, which airs Saturdays at 7 a.m. and again at 7 p.m. here on WBUR. Doug, thanks a lot for joining us this morning.
Thanks, Bob.